This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration is in a race against the clock to dedicate hundreds of millions in federal grant money, or else risk losing it. The city has more than $230 million in unallocated COVID-19 relief funds meant to address mental health, homelessness, and more. But they've been slow to spend that money because of changing guidelines and red tape in contracting. If that money isn't officially allocated by the end of this year, then it's going to go back to the feds. Here's City Budget Director Annette Guzman.
Our goal is to ensure that $0 go back to the Treasury and that all dollars are spent within Chicago communities in order to stimulate recovery.
To speed up the process, Johnson's administration says it's scaling down programs that have been hard to implement. And it's doubling down on successful ones, like guaranteed basic income. Illinois lawmakers are heading back to Springfield today after their last break of the spring session. Expect arguments over money to kick up in earnest. The state faces dwindling resources to deal with growing needs and wants, like care for migrants, education, and, more aspirationally, a new sports stadium in Chicago. Other groups representing home health care workers, the elderly, municipal governments, and others will come over the next few weeks to make sure their needs are heard. Democrats who control the legislature are trying to get everything done by May 24th. They don't have to, but it takes more votes to pass legislation, like the budget, starting June 1st. They have until June 30th to approve the budget before the next fiscal year begins in July. The Illinois Department of Corrections is proposing moving the Logan Women's Prison onto the same site as the Stateville Men's Prison. The agency plans on tearing down and rebuilding both facilities, due to decades of, quote, deferred repairs on crumbling infrastructure. The Logan Prison is located in central Illinois, while Stateville is near Joliet. Deanne Bennos with the Women's Justice Institute says a large number of women in Logan were from the Chicagoland area.
By moving it to this land in Will County, you are going to be ideally helping to move some families closer together.
The agency is also proposing transferring Logan's staff to facilities in nearby towns, like Decatur and Lincoln. Last May, an expensive add-on landed in the Illinois state budget without public discussion. It expands coverage of popular anti-obesity drugs to state workers, potentially costing Illinois taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. The change in law pushed by Governor J.B. Pritzker's office covers injectable weight loss drugs for enrollees in the state health insurance plan. The cost? $210 million for 1 year. That number is a shock to Republican Senator Chapin Rose.
Dropping a bill out of the air on the last day of session with something in it that nobody knows about and then blowing the doors off the budget, that is insanity.
Pritzker's office says now all insurance carriers for the state cover the drugs, and that will make state workers healthier. Something else you should know today. Northwestern University leaders say they have reached a deal with student activists. The activists had set up a Gaza solidarity encampment on the Evanston campus. The agreement between protesters and the university allows for one aid tent, but requires all other tents to be removed. In exchange, Northwestern says it will reinstate an advisory committee on the university's investments that includes students and faculty. School officials also committed to funding the cost of attendance for 5 Palestinian undergraduates to finish their degrees at Northwestern. Today's weather, it will be sunny with temperatures peaking around 70 degrees. And tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies with temperatures reaching the mid-70s. That's it for now. Later today, homeownership can feel inaccessible to a whole generation, partly because it was inaccessible to the generations before them. That's according to Chicago's former housing commissioner, Marisa Novara.
Just as the benefits of homeownership kind of exponentially grow across generations, so do the lack of them. If you did not build wealth in a home and have that money then to save for college for your children, to save for retirement, the ability to ever do so continues to be a challenge across many generations.
Hear that conversation about the state of home ownership in the city and how to close the gap today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.